It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia has participated in the fifth Ceres Investor Conference held in Swakopmund from 9 to 10 April. The conference was held to facilitate connections between Namibian securities issuers and international investors, bringing together various stakeholders. Bond Governor Johannes Gavagab delivered the opening address discussing Namibia's economic trajectory and financial outlook in light of global forces. The Zimbabwe Gold, or ZiG, officially started trading just days after it was announced it would replace the Zimbabwean dollar, which has tumbled in value over the past year, pushing inflation through the roof, but many in the country were not ready for the switch. Eddie Cross, an economist from Zimbabwe, says even the banks haven't been fully able to translate their accounting systems.
It's very difficult to see how the new currency is going to work. Even the banks have not yet been able to fully translate their accounts and accounting systems into the new currency, and let alone the retailers. A massive job for any one of these businessmen that are involved. 85% of all transactions are done in US dollars. It's a relatively small number of ZiG transactions. Even official transfers of ZiG from the authority to people like pensioners and civil servants have not yet taken place. So there's a limited amount of ZiG in the marketplace, and I think we'll have to leave it for at least another week, maybe even 2 weeks, before there's real clarity.
Following a ruling by South Africa's Electoral Court that Jacob Zuma can run for a seat in the National Assembly, setting aside the IEC's decision to disqualify him, Zuma will now be the MK Party's number one candidate in the election on 29 May. MK Party's spokesperson Lamulo Ndlela told the SABC that this is a major victory for the party.
The people want President Zuma back as the leader of this country. There's been 15,000 candidates on that parliamentary list from various parties. President Zuma is the only one out of 15,000 people that are getting an objection. That in and of itself is very telling. But again, you know, this is very important for our members, the downtrodden citizens of this country that want to see change.
Reuters reports that Simon Harris has become Ireland's youngest ever prime minister on Tuesday, pledging to bring new ideas.
This country can and should be proud of the progress that it has made. The number of people with a job is higher than ever before. The number of people accessing education is amongst the highest in the European Union. But now is an opportune moment to build a new social contract, one which renews our promise as a republic, to create equality of opportunity, to protect our hard-earned economic success, to use its benefits to deliver tangible outcomes to society. As Taoiseach, I pledge to guard and honour my role as protector and guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement. We have so much more to achieve for all communities on this island, and I look forward to working very much with the Northern Ireland Executive, because Ireland must never take peace or freedom for granted.
And finally, Christine Boma, an Olympic silver gold medalist, will make a comeback to the track after receiving clearance from World Athletics effective 5 April, allowing her participation in the 100 and 200 meter events. Here's Boma's coach, Henk Buerta, with more.
We have just received clearance for Christine to be able to participate in World Athletics events again. So the road ahead is now to get events and to qualify for the Olympics as soon as possible. And obviously from there on, just preparations for Paris. We unfortunately cannot reveal the next event because they want to do a press release before we can, and then it's just under contract. They want to make a big thing about Christine returning, but it's next week. We'll be back the week after that in Namibia, preparing for another 2 weeks, and then leave for Europe and stay there for about 3 months.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.